we call that money?
Is it like that money for...
No, no.
January,
maybe. And we evacuated to, we were sent to the relocation center in May.
How did you know between the time you left Terminal Island and the time your father was taken away?
What we had.
You having to sell things for
no. Just anyone that could come and buy out whatever you had. So it was really, sold almost everything.
To our religion, you said there was a Baptist church and a Buddhist church.
Mm-hmm.
Which one had the largest congregation? Mm-hmm. Or was it pretty well equal?
What would you say? I know she went to British church, and I went to Christian church.
I don't know.
Do you remember how many people were in each?
Well,
a lot of people transferred from that church of Auckland, and I did too.
Because if the parents were British,
and
then when the school started, they transferred.
And the teacher came from Japan. And the teacher came from Japan, the graduate from the Tokyo no Komada Dainaku. So parents thought it was better. So they transferred us to Tokyo Yaku.
Well, we had very competent teachers still.
What did your parents feel like that? Were they Christian?
They were not Christians at all. My father was a strong Buddhist, but I guess it's because that I went to Sunday school and started Sunday school and then facial back when that I was among the Christian people and teaching Christian religion.
And how did they feel about when you going to a Christian church?
Well, my father understood and he was all for it. And it was all right for him and my mother. Maybe there was some sort of a friction between the two groups.
You didn't feel it so much.
No.
As you say, most of it was the association with Christianity was through the Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. Sunday school. The teachers, when we were small, they would teach us, you see. I think Mr. Murakami was very good, and he had quite a few followers. He used to take all the children and the teachers. His wife is in Gardena. She lives in Gardena.
These were Japanese Christian ministers.
He was not a minister. He was a Japanese school teacher.
A layman. He was
a layman. And there was a Reverend Yamamoto.
Yeah.
He's still around. I see him in Los Angeles. Because I guess in Japanese style, the boys are, I wouldn't say more important, but they emphasize the fact that boys will be the head of the family, and they will carry on the family name, is how Japanese people are brought up, so more or less, you see. But didn't bother me. Did it bother you, Senator?
Mm-hmm.
Did most girls attend like classes of community ceremony or dances, or was it just a few?
Just a few, I would say. But of course, at San Pedro Grammar School, we would learn the basic dancing, you know, to perform on Girls' Day, things like that.
So
or Field Day, we would have Doyo.
I used to go and teach that.
Doyo.
The Girls' Day and Boys' Day was pretty big.
It was a quite a big celebration.
Can you describe what happened, like from the time you got up or preparations for it? What was Girls' Day like?
Oh my!
There's a picture.
Yeah. Of course, all the girls would be dressed in kimono, so that's a big thing for girls, you see. And at the school, they would have all the hina dolls, Japanese dolls. Mm-hmm. They're all decorated in five tiers, I guess. The empress and the emperor and all the ladies in waiting and, you know, all the whole complete setup is not set.
Those were brought by the parents? Or?
Yes, mm-hmm. The parents. Uh-huh. And, well, there's so many girls, like several hundred girls dressed in kimonos. They make a procession and then the dance program. And then, of course, the dinner that the parents served to all the guests. It was quite something to look for. That and Field Day, Undokai, was quite something, wasn't it?
What happened on Field Day, Undokai?
Well, it's an all-day affair, so we would have lunches prepared. Then, if some of you went to the Chuogakuen Undokai that they had at Elysian Park, it's something very similar to that. The team is separated into red and white. We have different competitions. And,
athletic competitions.
Yes. And tsunashiki, you know, the rope.
Tug of war.
We used to have that, and all the prizes, of course.
What kind of things were given as prizes?
I think more or less school, pencils and tablets, books, rulers. Not too expensive item, but still it was something to get.
I encourage you to study some more, huh?
Japanese schools, did they teach you about Japan, or did they just teach you basically the language?
Well, I guess they do teach about Japan, too, because the textbook itself came from Japan.
In the camps, did they start teaching about Japan in Japanese schools?
I don't think they had special Japanese schools. Well, I was helping out in the preschools.
There was a huge struggle. I think at one point the permission to have Buddhist churches be established was a hard struggle. Mm-hmm. Did they have language schools? Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't recall because I was not attending school, you see.
Yeah.
I doubt it. They had Japanese schools. I think they had Japanese schools in Tule Lake where all the no-no people went because I guess these people were destined to be going back to Japan. So I guess they wanted to teach the language. So, but not in our relocation center. I can't recall that.
Being out of town is a big deal at a time. What type of punishments did your parents use?
Thank you. So your mothers had to punish her a lot.
More or less.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Gaito.
You know that Gaito?
Yes.
My mother never did that. She'll say, Gaito Subiyo.
She threatened you.
You put that same boy and
then it's some kind of a Gaito like
then you put the light it with the instant.
Well, it's good for,
It's also used for medicinal
reasons. Yeah. When you have sore shoulders or anywhere that might pain you. Some people use that
as a punishment. One punishment different for the boys and for the young boys when they're getting older and they're getting a little wilder with their fathers out. I know now that most kids, when they get older, they're not afraid of their mother anymore.
Well, they were supposed to be quite strong, you know, and they would have the say-so, so I guess they were quite obedient, I would say.
They don't talk back.
No.
Nobody talks back.
We're not supposed to talk back to our parents.
It's a different age, huh?
Was
there a certain age that
your parents finally did listen to you and listen to your advice?
Well,
you think does that ever happen? I would say, maybe during camp days, they would listen to what we were trying to say.
Huh.
That was when we were quite grown up. And most of the girls were not allowed to date, you see. No dancing.
In camp?
No.
I remember my mother never let us go out night time. When I go grocery, my brother had to
go with you.
Like our, you had your senior proms and all that, but we didn't attend such functions.
Is this true of most or all of the girls?
Most of them. Mm-hmm.
What happened to the ones who did go, the girls who did get to go?
I can't recall any of the girls going. Like our graduation, high school graduation, what we did was we had a cake. And we just went home and just the family shared the cake and, you know, had a little party. That's about it. Like right now, they would celebrate maybe all evening.
Right. 2-3 days. Did the boys go out on dates and things?
No, because the girls weren't allowed. So I didn't
There was no interracial dating or anything?
No.
Did the girls go out with groups though?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But not at night?
No.
Not at night.
But when we went to church functions, we did meet the boys, though.
Mm-hmm.
Services, you see. But not in the sense of dating or anything like that.
It was much freer in Japan then, actually, huh?
Japan is quite strict, too, you see. You're not supposed to be seen talking to other opposite sex, you know, when you pass by them, you just, you know, pretend you don't see them, maybe.
I just wonder, maybe being part of a community like Terminal Island in the United States made the issei even more strict than they would have been, say, in Wakayama, you know, that they felt they had to watch themselves more carefully.
Maybe.
Emperor's birthday, huh?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How did you celebrate that?
But there wasn't too much
All the Japanese class students, they should have been so picked up and get together and study the
pictures. Where did we have that?
The hall.
Japanese hall?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yes, I think I remember.
Yeah.
I
Hashimoto no Disease.
Yeah, somebody uh-huh. Just like in Japan. Mm-hmm. Right now, I believe after the war, it isn't.
It's not that anymore.
No, not anymore. But when I was going to Jogakko at that time, we used to have a ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Well, the emperor, that was a semi-religious ceremony.
Yes, he was considered God, mm-hmm. almost like it.
Well, it's the way we treat our flag, you know, right?
Yes.
You deface our flag, you get sent to jail.
That's
if you
right.
did that to the emperor's picture,
yes.
you
know.
I remember reading somewhere about students being sent to Japan for, maybe it was 1940, just before the war, overseas Japanese being sent to Japan for a ceremony or a gathering. Was that your potential census?
Oh, that was a descent of Japan.
Yes, that's right. 2600
yes.
year. Do you remember people who went? Did you know people who
yes,
were sent?
Yes, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Mr. Yayamo Minami went there.
From Terminal Island?
No, he wasn't from Terminal
oh,
Island.
Nobody
from the mainland.
Nobody
but I cannot recall anybody. I was in Japan at that
time. At the time.
Yes,
it was a very big year.
Yeah.
Quite a celebration in Japan.
Picture bride system is
yes.
one of the main ways that young people say with their wives. Were there arranged marriages in the Nisei?
Nisei? Well, some were. I shouldn't quote, but one of my girlfriends married me some more or less arranged by the parents.
I know that in Japan they arrange it like from certain areas.
Yes.
How do they do it? Here.
Here?
Yeah, with every different thing for me.
Well, you see, usually they have a go-between that goes to the both families and get the okay from the parents, I guess.
By the time you were growing up, there was, after 24, it was impossible for it. Picture brides to come in anymore, huh?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about picture
yeah.
brides, but I've heard that some of the pictures were when they were very young, so actually when the bride landed and saw the future husband, she was entirely different, you know. That's what she was thinking. You know. That was the
art
parents.
Or there were, I've heard stories of people using other people's pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's where she is.
Well, in the kitchens, what were they? Just a refrigerator that's run by electricity and gas stove?
Yes, gas stove. In the beginning, though, it was not an electric run refrigerator. It was call that ice box, and then the ice man would bring the ice every so often and put in the ice. Do you remember?
That wasn't so long. I remember.
Do you remember
yeah.
the ice?
Yeah.
After the war, too, they had ice box sometimes.
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Because
after
I came back after the war.
You were in the countryside.
I
guess so.
1950,
okay.
Champion during my parents were there.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
They had
camp,
I mean, the
ice
house, ice
box.
And refrigerator.
When in the bathroom, regular toilets are, what was the bathroom like? Not the word, but on the regular bathroom. Is it just the sink and high tank toilet or
yes, whatever? It was a high tank. The tank was up on the close to the ceiling type, and then
you pull the chain.
You pull the chain.
Do you remember a lot of kites?
Oh,
kite
yes,
flying?
Yes. They used to fly kites.
Do girls do that too?
No.
So well, the boys
well,
had a lot
I
of fun,
did.
Huh?
Did you? I was kind of a tomboy. I did.
Yeah. Was this an everyday kind of thing?
Oh,
oh,
when it was windy.
Windy, especially near New Year, huh?
And we used to do Hagoita too, for New Year's.
What is that?
Hagoita. It's like a family, Japanese family. What do you call it? Hane de Hagoita. It's like a, no.
Badminton?
Japanese style.
Oh, with just the one
side,
oh,
and then one
that.
Side is decorated. And Hane also.
Shuttlecock.
Yeah,
I'm
sure it's called.
Ha ha ha. And celebrate New Year like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's really like a very, some of those games and stuff are very old, very traditional, huh? And I would bet in some places in the cities, the Japanese and Japan weren't doing those things.
No, probably not.
You know?
Since, I guess because of that custom, I still prepare all the goodies on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
I still do.
Lacquer boxes?
Oh, yes, so too. Everything. And then make the traditional fish and lobster and everything.
Oh, that's nice. We tried that from books.
Well, do you remember outsiders coming in to turn around, like younger men that came down for visiting?
Visiting, yes. Mm-hmm. Like Mr. Yamaguma. He's the vice president of the Bank of Tokyo, where I'm employed. He said he used to drop in on his relatives and children from the family.
Well, was there friction between the outsiders and the
No, you were welcome. Only I think maybe Terminal Island residents were more cliquish, in a sense. But we had outsiders.
If you were going to tell your children anything about Terminal Island, you know, and you wanted to kind of sum up the significance of the whole experience, well, what would you tell them? I don't know if you've ever tried or had to.
Well, I would say I had a lot of pleasant memories. Happy. We were happy.
Basically, you thought, you feel it was a positive thing, right?
Yes. Yes, and we were satisfied.
Yeah. You must have, I guess you must have, because the strength of that thing about having so many people join the Terminal Islanders after so many years, it must have
we
been
do
a,
have
basically
a very strong tie, even now.
Yeah.
Hmm. We're very thankful that we were in a predicament as such, and I was very happy here. And if I had to live there again, I would perhaps
choose to go back.
I'd be happy.
In a situation like that, huh? That's interesting, you know, because in material ways, everything is so much better, huh? Now,
oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
But socially, for that kind of community sense, in some ways, things were better then, you think?
There was strength, a strong bond.
How would you get people to build it again, that kind of strength?
Well, I think it's very difficult. Very difficult.
Especially if people live geographically away from each other. Huh?
Senator, would you live in Terminal Island if you had an opportunity? majesty. Well, that's good.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think most of the islanders feel that way?
I think so, if they were to live in such a community again, it would be.
There's a lot of nostalgia.
Of course, of course, things are much better now. All the convenience that has changed with time.
Somehow that's not enough, though, huh?
Was there a big difference between the Terminal Island Japanese community and Garden Grove Japanese community? You know, Garden Grove, there were quite a few Japanese in Garden Grove, and they accepted us very warmly, and I didn't feel too much of an outsider there. And I attended school for 3 years, and it was as if I was there from the beginning. I mean, I was among just one of them. And
did school seem any different having a lot of white?
Oh, yes. Well, there were a lot of Caucasians, more, much more, you know. Well, of course, in San Pedro there were too, but I felt that more strongly.
Did the whites treat you any different than the ones that got grown down?
San Pedro?
Yeah.
San Pedro?
Is there a difference in their treatment for
you? No, no. They were very warm, I would say. Then after that, I went back to Terminal Island.
That's right. Once you move up, and then came back to Island.
Is there any chance we can duplicate some of these photos?
Sure.
Yeah.
Very welcome. But I was thinking maybe at our next meeting we can ask for photos.
More too.
Some of the other members will perhaps have quite a few collections.
I'm talking at your board meeting with some of the men there. They're expressing that they are afraid that this feeling of being from Toronto is going to die, and that they're trying to
revive it.
But they also expressed that they're having trouble talking to the children about being from Toronto.
They were having trouble talking to
them. The kids really could relate, you know, with that type of community feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've spoken to my daughter, and she's come to the picnics and all that.
Like, a lot of times, we're getting a little traumatic. Is it because of the war experience? They just want to
ignore it or forget about it? Maybe some people might think of that.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's a pleasure.
Enlightened
you with
a few of the subjects. That was fun. We should let you take this back tonight. I don't know.